This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I want to talk to you from the subject, you belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. In a world where everyone is looking for acceptance, you don't have to because you are already accepted in the beloved. You are already accepted in Jesus. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, that you belong to Jesus. Jesus took care of everything on the cross to ensure that you could, watch this, have a relationship with him, live a good life on this earth, and then spend eternity in heaven with him. All right? I'm here to tell you that Jesus has already done the hard part. You got it? He died and he shed his blood. We get to do the easy part, receive what he's done for us on Calvary, and begin to walk in this life that he has for us. So Psalms 103:2 says, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. In the KJV, it says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. So there are literally benefits to serving God. There's good things that God does for you, the writer says. Verse 3 says, he forgives all my sins. We could just stop there and just say thank you. Isn't that right? And he heals all my diseases. We could stop there again because you're healed and whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Verse 4, he redeems me from death, watch this, and crowns me with love and tender mercies. And so in a world of takers, Jesus is a giver. You got it? When Jesus said it was finished on the cross, everything that you needed in your life, you got it, your salvation, your healing, your provision, your peace, everything you needed, Jesus has already took care of it. All me and you have to do in this room and online is acknowledge that, then acknowledge that I have need of Jesus, invite him into my heart, and then, man, I start living this life. You got it? And so I want to give you, see, the enemy wants you to focus on your issues. And let me just help everybody in the room. We all have issues. There's not one person in this room that does not have issues. I've got issues. You've got issues. All God's children got issues. If you don't think you have an issue, that's your issue, right? Like, because we all have issues. And so we have to understand that the enemy wants us to focus on our issues. Jesus wants us to focus on him and everything he has done for us so we can live an amazing life. Amen? And so that's what I really want to talk to you about. Very simple lesson. You got it. But this is one of the most important lessons you'll ever hear in your life. All right? And so I want to give you three things. Y'all know, for the most part, I'm a three-point preacher. And so I have three things that Jesus gave us that I want to talk to you about. Now, he gave us a lot more than three things, and so in the context of those three things, I'll add some things, but for the context of this lesson, I want to show you at least three things that Jesus has given us. All right, y'all ready to dive in? All right, everybody say number one. Number one, he gave us new life. Number one, he gave us new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, there it is on the screen. Look up at it. Watch what it says, because I might need you to help me talk me through it. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become what, class?
A new person.
It says that the old life is what? It's gone. So when you give your life to Jesus, watch this, the old life is gone. It doesn't matter if people remember what you did and I remember him, how he used to do this and her and boy, no, it doesn't matter. The Bible says that the old life is gone, and the moment I give my life to Jesus, new life has begun. Right? And so I've got to understand that. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:16, I want to read it to you, 16-18 in the Message translation, because it goes a little bit deeper. It says, because of this decision, all right, of me giving my life to Christ, we understand that we don't evaluate people by what, watch this, what they have or how they look. How many know that's right? Like, if you don't want anyone to judge you, this is the right church to come to, because we don't care what kind of car you drive. We don't care what kind of house you live in. We don't care what kind of clothes. We care about you. We love you. We want to make sure that you have Jesus on the inside of your heart and that you're living an amazing life. We're not caught up in stuff. Thank God for stuff. I'm not knocking stuff. A lot of you, Pastor, I got a new car, and we celebrate that. You got a new house. So I'm not knocking that, and that's part of this new life. I'll talk about it. But what I'm saying is, watch this, at the end of the day, we care about you. Does that make sense? Because man looks at the outward, but how many know God looks at the heart? So that's why the writer says we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once, and we got it all wrong. He said, as you know, he says, we certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and we, watch this, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah, with Jesus, watch this, gets a what class? A fresh start and is created new. This old life is gone, and the Bible says that a new life emerges. Like some of us have been saved a while, and so maybe you don't remember, or maybe you do. You got it? Because when you get saved, it's so impactful. Some of you all that have just gotten saved recently, if you notice, sometime when you get saved recently, you almost notice there's just a little bit of an extra joy there. You got it? Just like, why? Because something has happened, you know, on the inside. Your spirit man has now become alive to God. Now, what you have to do is your soulish man has to learn the ways of God. The Bible says we have to renew our mind and change our way of thinking and understand all the incredible things that God has for us. But the moment I give my life to Christ, man, there's just a joy. And it doesn't mean I wasn't happy before, but it's a different kind of joy. It's not the kind of joy when you get a new house or a new car. It's a joy you can't explain, man. There's something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. All right. So he says, watch this. The old life is gone. A new life emerges. Look at it. All this comes from God. I love this. Who settled the relationship between us and him. He sent his only son, Jesus, to die for you. Watch this. Because there was a disconnect. You got it. When Adam sinned, and Eve sinned and all that, there was a disconnect between God and man and all those kind of things. But God had a plan to redeem, that he sent his perfect, his only begotten son, who knew no sin, who became sin so that you and I could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you and I could live this new life. All right. He says, watch this. So all this comes from God, who settled the relationship between us and him. So that's why, that's good. Here's the next part. And then called us to settle our relationship with each other. So what happens is God says, in everything that my son Jesus has done for you, he says, it fixes me and you immediately. But watch this. But the blood has enough power for you all to fix your issues between one another. So you don't be fighting and having animosity and you mad at her and y'all ain't talked in 10 years. He said, that's the devil. You got it? Because we are all part of the family of God. Like, do you know it makes no sense for me not to talk to you for the next 7 years? Because when Jesus come back, we all going to the same place. So God says, I've got it right between us. He said, now you get it right between one another. Look at your neighbor and say, that's good stuff right there. That's good stuff right there. All right. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, through Jesus, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. And thank God for that. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We are Christ's representatives. So we are God's representatives. We are Christ's representatives in the earth. Do you not know that Jesus is counting on you to share the gospel with somebody else, not just sometime, but all of the time? He is counting on you to share the gospel with them so they can get free like you got free. He is counting on you to sharing the gospel. And watch this, the first witness I have, watch this, is how I carry myself. Because, watch this, I've got to be the type of person that you can approach. I've got to be the type of person that you say, oh, I think that's somebody I could talk to about something I've going on in my life. So the first thing I have to do before I go tell anybody about Jesus is to make sure, watch this, that I'm living my life in a way that if I come and talk to you about Jesus, you can accept it. Does that make sense? if I see you and say, oh, I know that sister, she's always smiling every time I see her, I can approach her. But if she's always walking around with her, you be like, hey, how you doing? Well, if that happens for several years and then she says, hey, I want to talk to you about Jesus. I'm good. Because watch, I don't want that Jesus. But you know, stand up, Brian Davis. I want that Jesus. That's the Jesus I want. I want the Jesus that loves me, that cares for me, that has is going to give me the joy I need and the peace. That's the Jesus I want. Isn't that right? So Jesus paid the sin debt so you and I could be free, number one, have a new life, number two, live a good life on this earth, number three, and then number four, those aren't really points, and spend eternity with him in heaven. Does that make sense? What am I doing? Because even though I told you three things, he's done a lot for us. So watch this. And not only did Jesus give us new life, he gave us abundant life. So he says, yeah, I've given you a brand new life, but hey, hold on, wait a minute. Not only have I given you brand new life, I've given you an abundant life. Sometimes when we get saved, if nobody told us he gave us an abundant life, we don't ever have the faith to receive the abundant life because we didn't know it was there for us. We didn't, if nobody tells you that you are a king's kid and that you have been seated in heavenly places. When was that when I did the chair thing? Was that last week? I was up and then I went down. The Bible says that he has raised us up together, right? With him. So you have to understand, if nobody tells you you're up here, the enemy will cause you to think you're still down here. So your thinking will be down here. But the moment you realize that once I gave my life to Jesus, he has raised me up with him, you start thinking different. You start acting different. You start talking different. Now you don't say stuff like, man, I can barely make it. You say, man, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. He supplies all my needs. Does that make sense? All right. John 10:10 in the Amplified says that the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and to destroy. It's important to notice that that is what the devil does. All right. So when bad things happen, it is not God's fault. Repeat after me. When bad things happen, it's not God's fault. It's the enemy, the thief, that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus says, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it, what class? In abundance to the full till it overflows. And so you have to understand that not only did he give us new life, he gave us an abundant life. It is part of the salvation package. What is the abundant life, Pastor? That you live a life of nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken in your life. And even if things aren't the way even if they're not there yet, they can get there. Does that make sense? Yeah, so because I've given my life to Jesus, you got it, and because he's given me new life and he's given me this abundant life, now I have to have faith to walk in expectation that things are supposed to get better. That, listen, me, I'm supposed to get better. I'm supposed to have more joy. I'm supposed to have more peace. Come on, somebody. And there's some things I'm not supposed to have anymore. I'm not supposed to have any depression. I'm not supposed to have any fear. I'm not supposed to have any anxiety. Hello, somebody, because that doesn't belong to me because I'm now giving my life to Jesus. You got it? And when I receive Jesus, I receive everything that comes with him, and everything that came with the devil has to go back to the devil. Does that make sense? Man, that young man is teaching up in here, isn't he? That's good stuff. All right? So I've got to understand that I'm, listen, if Jesus is in your heart right now, and if he's not, don't worry, in about 14 minutes, I'm going to give you the opportunity, all right? But if he's not in your heart right now, I want you from this moment to start expecting that things are supposed to be better. You got it. Your marriage is supposed to be better. Your money is supposed to be better. Your children are supposed to be better. You got it. Your business, your job, your health, every area of your life. You have to wake up every day saying, Father, I thank you that this is the day that you have made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in and start declaring your day. I thank you for peace today. I thank you for provision today. I thank you for joy today. I thank you for favor today. Somebody's going to go out of the way to help me and to bless me today. And then, Lord, I thank you that you're going to help me to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. All right. So number one, we said that he gave us new life. Everybody say number two. Number two, he gave us healing. He gave us healing is the children's bread. It already belongs to you. So if you are in this room and you are saved, you from this moment on, watch this now, have to understand that you are to be in a state of I am already healed. You got it. Even if I got some pain in my back right now, even if I got something going on that the doctor, I understand that. I'll do what the doctor says. If he says take the medication, I'll take the medication. If he says do the surgery, I'll do the surgery. And it's all in concert with my faith that healing already belongs to me and I am already healed. And so every day I don't have to ask God for healing. I just say, Father, I thank you that I'm healed in my body from the crown of my head to the very soles of my feet, because healing belongs to you, because Jesus, watch this, he gave it to you, right? He took 39 stripes, and because of those stripes, you are already healed, all right? Watch this, from sickness, from disease, from depression, from anxiety, from fear, from bad relationships. You got to understand, it's the total package. It's everything. All right, Isaiah 53 and 5. Watch what the scripture says. Sometimes I think we have to go back to it and just make sure we read it. He says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. All right, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we might be. When we get to heaven. Yeah, it didn't say that, right? It says we right now are healed. So I'm telling you that you right now are healed, even if you're just for the first time realizing that, right? That's okay. Now from this moment, you say, man, I'm already healed. So maybe the reason I haven't been walking in my healing, because I didn't really even realize this is what Jesus has already done. Healed from every addiction. You got it. Heal. I'm talking about, a lot of times we just think it's just, you know, a heal from, you know, diabetes, and that's true. But it's not just a physical healing. You got it. It's a healing of every part of your life. Does that make sense? So Jesus was wounded, bruised, beaten, and whipped. So watch this. So we could have peace and be healed in every area of our lives. Every area of our lives. So everybody right now, just say, Father, I thank you for healing in every area of my life. I receive it right now in Jesus' name. Now put your hands together and give God praise right there. That's it. See, that's all you have to do. All you got to do is just receive it. Does that make sense? I told y'all, my niece Zoe, it's her birthday today. And so I found out yesterday. And so when I found out yesterday that it was her birthday, I said, okay, I'm going to get some money. You got it. So I went and got $100, right? And a few minutes ago, right before I walked up, I walked over to her. And I can't remember what I said. Maybe happy birthday, baby girl, or something like that, right? And I gave it to her. She didn't say, oh, no, Unc. No, I'm good. She didn't say that. No. Her posture was, I receive. Let me ask you this. If I was to walk up right now and give you $100, would you be like, oh no, Pastor? Or would you be like, I receive? Well, do you not know that Jesus gave you a new life, an abundant life, a life of healing, a life of peace, a life of prosperity? He said, and you don't even have to work for it. He said, but your posture can't be like that. Your posture has to be, I receive. And the moment that you make it up in your mind that you receive it, things start happening on the inside of you. Does that make sense? Somebody say, I receive. That's what you say, I receive. You got it. And so you have to understand that. Psalms, are y'all getting anything out of this? Psalms 103 and 3. Let me just push it a little further because we read this earlier. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Watch this. And when you go to verse 3, he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. So let's talk about that. He didn't forgive some of your sins. He forgives all of your sins. There's certain people who will forgive some things that you do, but they won't forgive everything. I forgive you for this and I forgive you for that, but I ain't forgiving you for that. See, that's why the Bible says God is not a man. Aren't you glad he's not a man? You got it. And so what happens is, Jesus says, I forgive you for everything. Everything. So the Bible says he forgives all my sins. And I know we don't like to talk about this. Especially my saved, sanctified bunch. You got it. We've been in church all our lives. We Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, on our way to Jesus and glad about it. You got it. And sometimes if you're not careful, you know, especially if you're old school, you know, don't tell them that. But not only has he forgiven anything you've ever done, but his blood, watch this, it's so powerful, it'll forgive anything that you ever do. And I know people don't like that because you telling people to sin, people going to do what they're going to do, all right? I ain't got to tell nobody. You have to make up in your own mind that, listen, I want to live my life this way out of gratitude for everything that Jesus has done for me. But I would be remiss to tell you that if you mess up tomorrow, Monday night, he says, my blood will cover whatever you did on Monday. And if you mess up on Thursday night, my blood will cover whatever you did on Thursday. And if you lose your mind on Sunday night, you got it. He says, my blood will cover it. I'm not going to back up from you. I'm not going to change my mind about you. I'm not going to walk away from you because I have made a commitment to you that I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you, that I'm going to be with you till the end. Does that make sense? And you got to understand that, right? So, Pastor, you giving them a license? No, I'm not. I got to let them know. Watch this now. I got to let you know, because if I don't and you mess up, you watch this, if you're not careful, well, that's it. I done messed up. I'm not going back to church. I'm a hypocrite. You got it. No. Now, watch this. Sin, watch this. Well, how do you say it? You pay your own price when you sin. Am I right about it? Apart from God. It's not like you sin. What's that? Well, whack-a-mole. It's not like you sin about God's a bone. Yeah, and you said, but no, God doesn't have to do that, because there are things that come along with that anyways. Because watch this. Sometimes when you make a bad choice, it puts you in a bad place. And it's not God that puts you in the bad place. It is your choice that puts you in the bad place. And even though God says, I forgive you for the bad choice you made, there are some consequences that are natural that you probably just got to deal with for a little while. But after you get up out of them consequences, you say, "Ooh, Lord, I don't want to deal with that anymore. It ain't worth it." Come on, somebody. It ain't worth it. Having somebody on the side ain't worth it. Come on, somebody. Just talk back to me. If everybody talk back to me, it won't seem like I'm pinpointing anybody out. Watching pornography, that ain't worth it. Come on, so everybody just talk back to me. Everybody talk to me. Sleeping around ain't worth it. You got it. Having sex before marriage, it ain't worth it. You got it. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. I'm going to present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him, which is my reasonable service. But on the road to doing right, if I do mess up and do wrong, he's faithful and just to forgive me for all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. See, that's the balanced gospel. Does that make sense? Grace and truth. Too many times you go to your church and all is a pounding. You're going, God going to send you to hell. You got, and you go to, oh, you can do whatever you want. God just love. And Jesus says, I came with grace and truth. And to the degree we give grace and truth together, I now have an understanding of who Jesus is, you got it, what he's done in my life, you got it, and how I am to approach him. Does that make sense? All right. Give the Lord a hand, praise. This is a good lesson. All right, so he forgives all your sins. Then he heals all my diseases. Look at that word, disease, dis-ease. Come on, somebody. So that's why it ain't just high blood pressure. It's included, but it's depression. It's anxiety. It's fear. Come on, somebody. It's everything. It's the total package. Healing in our physical bodies, healing in our minds, healing in our emotions, healing in relationships. So we have to receive by faith what Jesus has already done for us. You got it? And then we have to come against that depression, come against the anxiety. So I taught you how to receive healing just a minute ago, right? How to receive that, right? And so now, you got it, when you feel depression or anxiety or fear, you got to open your mouth. You got it? And just say, just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse depression, fear, and anxiety. It is not my portion. It doesn't belong to me. I speak against it. I command it to go right now in Jesus' name. Now give the Lord a hand praise. See, that's all you got to do. And see, if you... I'm going to forget it. It's recorded. You just got to go back and watch it this week. And you know exactly what to say. Does that make sense? We got a confession book. A confession book. And it's online. Everybody say online. All right. We stopped printing this one because we're going to put a new cover, put a new picture of us, Lady and I, in it. And then we're going to change a few. There's a few confessions that I want to add. There's one that I found. The one I have over our children is really good, but I want to beef it up a little bit, And so, that might be, I don't know, just we expect about the first of the year. Praise the Lord. All right, but this is already online, WLCConline.com. You can go right there and get it. And then it has all kind of confessions. Confession over worry and fear. I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. For I overcome evil with good. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Lord, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your word and your spirit comfort me. I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you just read it. And the more you read it, you got it, you're speaking life. And it's going, watch this, and whatever you say is going to be so. That's why you got to watch what you say. Does that make sense? All right, so let's review, because I got to go. All right, number one, he gave us new life. Number two, he gave us healing. Watch this. And number three, he gave us hope. Everybody say hope. And we need hope. Court, I think this is a good place for us to go home. Let's go home, Court. All right. Hope for better days. Hope for brighter days. Hope for days filled with peace. Hope for days filled with joy. Hope for days filled with provision in our lives. Because right now you've heard the word on what Jesus has done for you. And faith has come. So you should expect tomorrow to be better than today. Why? Because you belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You belong. See, I don't want to mess up your theology, because this messes up people's theology. But even if you're in the room and you're not saved yet, you really belong to him because he died for you. You just haven't made the connection yet to say, man, I got to give my life to Jesus. But whether you know that, you belong. If you're watching me online and you have not yet given your life to Jesus, I'm telling you belong to him. And all you got to do right now is make it up in your mind that, you know what, that's it. I'm tired of fighting. Why am I fighting the one who loves me more than anybody? I'm tired of fighting. So you know what? See, what people have tried to tell you is that you give your life to Jesus, you got to do all this stuff. You got it? Yeah. But all you have to do is give your life to Jesus and start walking with him. And he will begin to help you and lead you. Don't put any pressure on you. The only thing you have to do right now, forget all that, I got to go do this. No. All you got to do right now is give your life to Jesus. And the moment you do that, things will begin to change. Joy will begin to come. And watch this. And it won't be something that I got to do this. It's like, oh, I think I need to find me a good church. I want to go to church. Come to a church like this one. We're only here about 75 minutes. And when you leave, you always leave better than you came. So if you're not saved in the room or online yet, because I'm going to give you the ability to in a minute, I want you to know you already belong to Jesus. So real quick before we pray, how many in the room, if you have kids, wave at me, all right? Even if you have nieces, nephews, grandbabies, okay, yeah. If you take them to the mall and all of a sudden something chaotic happens in the mall and they're screaming and yelling, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to gather your babies, right? You got it. I don't care, I say, babe, I don't care if they're 27, you're going to go get them, right? right? Why? Because they belong to you. Let me ask you another question. Let's say they mess up. You got it? You get a call. You know, mama, daddy, auntie, grandma, you got it? Yeah, I need you to come down to the police station. You got it? You ain't going to be like, are you on your own? You got, you on the phone. Baby, what's wrong? You trying to grab your keys. You on your way. Even though we don't know what happened, but even though if they're the ones that messed up, it doesn't matter. Why? Because they belong to you. If you are, I got a call one time and said, hey, Mr. McIver, your son Jay, everything's okay, but he was sitting at lunch and another boy just came and punched him in the face. But we talked to the other boy and he's fine, and your son will tell you about it after school. The first thing I said is, I'm on my way. Why? He belongs to me. Watch this. If that's the way we feel about one another, who are, you know, our children, our nieces, our nephews, our grand, how much more does the infinite, eternal, everlasting Father feel about you? And he will always come to your rescue. I don't care if it's even you that got yourself in trouble. He's going to come because you belong to Jesus. And I'm telling you that today is the day of salvation. I feel this strong in my heart. Now is the acceptable time. That there are some of you in this room and some of you online, and today is the day that you gotta give your life to Jesus. Or maybe you need to rededicate your life to Jesus. Today is the day. We're gonna pray this prayer together. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Believers are praying all over the building. I know a few of you have to move, and just those that have to move, because too much movement, you know, is too much movement. Got it? And so just a few of them have to move. I'm going to let them get to the back. But in this room or online, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to give you the opportunity. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me, and I know he'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. And I want you to know you belong to him. He died and he shed his blood for you. He loves you so very much. And I believe he was waiting on today. I believe he was waiting on this day for me to teach this lesson, because I believe that even though I'm not going to bring you up to the front, I believe in your heart that you believe in your heart that today's the day. Today's the day that I stop running. Today's the day that I make up my mind that, you know what, I'm going to live for Jesus. Because the enemy wants to make you think it's going to be hard and you got to make all these adjustments. That's going to be, don't listen to the devil. But make it up in your mind that today is the day. Today is that. If you're in the room and you say, and I'm not going to bring you to the front, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, don't worry about it. But if you're in the room and you say, Pastor, I'm going to give my life to Jesus today. Or I'm going to rededicate my life today. Why, heads are bowed and eyes are closed, just slip up your hand. If that's you, just slip up your hand. If that's you, okay, I see your hand. Thank you so much. I see your hand. Thank you so much. I see your hand. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hold them up. Keep them up. Keep them up. Uh-huh. Okay, I see your hand. Thank you so much. Today's the day. You can put your hands down. I want everyone to repeat this simple prayer after me. Say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you, a holy God. I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior, and from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now, Satan, I denounce you and every evil word. You have nothing to do with me. I have nothing to do with you. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord, and I'll always serve him. Now, Father, we thank you for what you've done. We seal it now to the day of redemption. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you give the Lord a big hand praise all over the building?